In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the Validator Callout Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The Validator Callout Extender extends the behavior of the standard ASP.NET validation controls. The standard ASP.NET validation controls are used to provide two sets of functionality to your web-based user interface. The first is, because the ASP.NET validator controls provide both server-side and client-side validation, they can be used to increase the security of your application by preventing the user from providing any input that might be used maliciously by the code that executes back on the server. And this is only true because these controls offer both client-side validation as well as server-side validation. So client-side validation doesn't have anything to do with security, it's just about improving the quality of the user interface. The second set of functionality that the ASP.NET validation controls provide is, in addition to that ability to increase the security, the ASP.NET validated controls can be used to really improve the quality of the user's experience as they're entering data, because it can give them real-time feedback to prevent them from entering data that, while it might not represent a security issue, semantically isn't conducive to the code that will be executed back on the server. So rather than have the user enter values in the various fields on your web form and then clicking on a button to submit that form back, only to have the server answer that, you know, the values in these fields don't work, they're not valid for the application, the ASP.NET validation controls provide a more elegant mechanism to communicate with the user about what kinds of values need to be in those fields. So, to get started, let's look at an existing ASP.NET application that uses the standard ASP.NET validator controls, much in the same way I'm sure that you are using them in your ASP.NET applications. Now note that there's nothing Ajax related in the application as it stands right now, so what we're going to do is Ajaxify these validation controls. The only thing that's Ajax related in this application is that there's already a reference to the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL. The toolkit DLL is in the bin directory, and I've included a script manager on the page as well. Right, so but that's just sort of the framework for the Ajax programming, not nothing functionally Ajax at this point. So notice here, there's the name, there's the phone number. Here are our standard ASP.NET validation controls, two for required field and one for the format that's expected for the phone number. And then we have a code behind method, so a click event handler for the button, which just creates a formatted message that uses the name and the phone number that are provided and echoes a message back into the text property of the label message label field on our form. And that's in an update panel, so that bit is already Ajax enabled. So that's in an update panel so that you don't have to get the full page post back in order to view that. But specifically, we're interested in how we can change the way that these ASP.NET validator controls communicate with the user by Ajaxifying them using the validator callout extenders. So before we do that, let's run this application. And when I click on the submit button, notice we get the dynamics, right? So and notice that that display doesn't require a postback, a round trip to the server. That's because it's implemented in JavaScript, right? But notice it says the field is missing. Field is missing, right? If I enter a name, then submit the form, we're all set with the name field, but the phone number field is wrong. If I put a number in there, it says, okay, well, you entered something there, but it's not in the format that's required. Right, so then if we submit, we get the message back from the server that we expect. And this mechanism certainly works. But we really don't care for the formatting, right? So the fact that it appears like this, it's not really a rich, sort of elegant user interface. So to change that, we're going to use the validator callout extenders that come with the Ajax Control Toolkit to really improve the quality of that interaction with the user. The first thing that we're going to need to do is, since we now don't want the standard ASP.NET validator controls to be responsible for displaying that feedback to the user, we're going to set the display property of the standard ASP.NET validator controls. We're going to change them from dynamic to none. Right. So now, if we just run this application just as it is, right, all I'm going to do is click on submit, right? And it appears to us that nothing is happening, and the validation is actually taking place, but we haven't provided any feedback to the user because we've set display equal to none. Now, we can start to add the validator callout extenders to our web form. So let's go down to the AJAX Control Toolkit Toolbox tab that we manually created, grab a validator callout control, drop that onto the page. I'm going to get rid of that and use the shorthand version of the XML. Now, let's just go full screen on our source code here so we can look at it all at once. And now we can specify what we want the specific parameters to be set to. So the first thing we need to do is specify what the target control ID is going to be for this validator callout extender. And we'll make it NREC, and I just want to fix the spelling, right? So NREC, this is the required field validator, and this, so that means that we're saying that we want this validator callout extender to extend this control, and this control NREC is the ASP.NET required field validator. The other thing is this is way too long here, so one of the things that I like to do is notice this naming convention, right? So I'm specifying that here's the target control, here's the name of the target control, which is the ASP.NET validator, and then I make the name of the extender the same name with a capital E as a prefix, and it just makes it easy for me to sort of keep track of what's going, you know, what's associated with what. Now, the other thing that we're going to need to do here is I want to provide some rich visuals. So in order to do that, we're going to provide some CSS classes. So to do that, of course, I'll have to include a cascading style sheet in my project. So let's do that. So I will go out to my desktop, and I've got a stylesheet.css file and an images directory here. And again, these are just about improving the quality of the user interface by allowing us to use CSS styles. So in order to use the CSS file or the classes that are defined therein, I need to create a reference to it in my page. So I'll drag it out of the Solutions Explorer, drop it into the header section of my page. Now I'm free to use the classes that are defined inside that CSS file. Let's get back and find the validator callout extender that we were configuring. And now I can say, let's add a highlight CSS class. And let's the name that I've specified in my CSS file is validator callout highlight. Validator callout highlight. I'm just gonna. I like to reformat these attributes so I can see them all in a single screenshot. All right, and while we're doing this, let's go ahead and use the magic of cut and paste to add the AJAX validator callout extenders to the other two validation controls. So in this case, note we're going to associate it to target control idea, PNREG here, and we use the same naming convention that I specified before. All right, and then again, we're going to just do one more down here for the third validator. So again, we'll grab this, cut and paste. Quite easy to do, as you can see. Reset the target to be the regular expressions validator. Change the name to comply with our naming convention. So you can see they're really pretty easy to use. You just plug them in. Now we'll go ahead and run our application. Click on submit. You see we get the first one. Notice we get the really slick, sort of more elegant diagnostic to the user. So add another one here. Right, required fields missing. Please enter the phone number in the format. And notice as we do this, notice this is a hyperlink. Right? So We get the HTML formatting here. This is just any sort of content that you want to put in here, so you can get sort of really clever about what goes in there if you want. Again, we said this is the invalid field, so now if we just add a valid number, now we can click on submit and everything works great. But as you can see, that gives us the ability to use CSS files and content in these sort of call-out dialog boxes, which are a much more elegant user interface mechanism for providing that sort of real-time field-based feedback to your users. But it's really that easy. You just include the instances of the validator callout control extenders on your page and wire them up to the standard ASP.NET validation controls and associate the CSS files that you want to dictate the appearance of those callouts, and that's it. That's all it takes to improve the quality of the real-time diagnostics in terms of content type and value to your user by using the validator callout extenders that ship as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.